Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show, Gulf Coast Nutrition. And we are a store of the same name in Palm Harbor, Florida, on the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in the public shopping center there.
Absolutely. And you can also get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com and check out our store through that virtual tour. Take a look, see all the items that we have and what we have to offer.
And a lot of the items, we're constantly putting new items in the store. Some of those you may not see on the website yet. So
right.
we certainly have a lot more in the store.
A lot of unique items.
Yes, absolutely unique items. And we also have our free supplement tune-up if you're interested in scheduling that. And that's where you'd make an appointment and where we can sit down and talk to you. You bring in all the supplements that you're currently taking and we'll try to help you evaluate them as far as if you're taking double the ingredients, if you're taking quality ingredients, if you're
overspending
on the supplements that you're taking. So we'll certainly help you with that.
And speaking of products, we have a giveaway today, don't we, Brenda?
Yes, we do. We will be having a giveaway in just a few more minutes. So don't forget to don't turn that dial and don't turn us off because you could be a lucky one of winning some products here.
But what happens? We give out a phone number, they call in, and they're not calling in on the air. They're calling into the back line so they can just win that product right there. Easy breezy, no problem.
Easy breezy.
What is the product?
In case they don't want to be on the air, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people have called in after the show and said, I'm just calling you now. I didn't want to be on the air. And we tell them, don't worry, you don't have to be on the air. It's okay to win. So I'm just saying that little disclaimer.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to be on the air. Don't be afraid.
Some people want to be on the air.
So that's a different line.
Yeah.
That's a different phone line. So.
If you're just joining us, we have Dr. Leonard Smith joining us as well today. And Dr. Smith is a gastrointestinal vascular surgeon. He's also a medical advisor at the University of Miami's Department of Integrative Medicine and has been the medical consultant for Renew Life for the past 15 years. And I've known him for just that long. Dr. Smith, thank you again for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And before we went to break, if you're just joining us, we were talking about some essential things that people should be taking, in your opinion, Dr. Smith, and you were just talking about fiber. And I have one more question before we move on to the next thing. Is there anybody who should not be taking fiber, like a fiber supplement? Are there people that should not be taking that?
I mean, you never say never, never say always in medicine, but it'd be very unusual. I would think anybody that's eating food would definitely need to take fiber, and maybe in very small amounts, maybe frequently throughout the day. But what we know that it has to do with everything from lubricating the bowel to making the bowel movements larger and softer. Particularly, we didn't talk much about insoluble fiber, but that insoluble fiber literally takes water that you drink into the colon, and then the colon can absorb it. It also makes the overall bowel movement larger and softer, so your colon doesn't contract down as hard, and you're a lot less likely to get out pocket, you know, the little pockets that pop out in the colon from eating too low of a fiber diet called diverticular disease of the colon. So I think everybody could eat fiber and really should. If they're not, if you are on a very high plant-based diet, you probably don't need to supplement. But if you aren't, you absolutely should.
And so what is the next thing? What would you say would be the next thing? You mentioned the acronym HOPE. And
yes,
so we just talked about the high fiber.
It would be essential oils. Oils is the word. And the whole point is we have two oils that are essential, omega-6 and omega-3. Essential means your body cannot, will not, never could, never will make them. So you got to take them if you don't make them. Well, we've got an interesting problem in our country because most all of the salad dressings, everything from peanut oil to sunflower oil, sesame oil, most of those are omega-6s. Meat contains a fair amount of omega-6. It used to contain omega-3, and it still does in animals that are free-range fed, because they get the omega-3 from the grass. But you need a balance between omega-6 and omega-3. And the general problem is, if you look at the ratio, most people in the Western world, including Europe, United States, Australia, New Zealand, because of not eating enough plants and eating too much meat that's been fed grain, our omega-6 to omega-3 ratio is anywhere from 10 to 20, and it ought to be like 1 or 2, you know, like, or 2 to 3 parts omega-6 to omega-3, but you need both. But we typically kind of push the supplement of the omega-3 because most people get enough omega-6 in their diet. Now, you can get omega-3 from plants in the form of flaxseed and chia seed, but the problem is if you don't have the right mineral balance in your body, if your insulin glucose balance is off, the enzymes that convert that down to EPA and DHA, which are the real important omega-3s, that won't occur. Most people are getting their EPA and DHA from fish oil, eating fish or fish oil. And again, you probably can't hardly eat enough fish to get enough omega-3. Omega-3 is incredible in balancing out inflammation again in your body. It literally balances out the macrophages, which are immune-fighting cells. The M1, you can remember that's the bad one. It's like an M1 rifle. They convert to M2, which is non-inflammatory, if you have enough of the omega-3. Now, again, you can get it from some plant material, but we pretty much recommend fish oil, high-quality fish oil that's been molecularly distilled so that there are no heavy metals like mercury in them. And that's one of the reasons you've got to be careful about eating too much fish, because of the mercury content, particularly in the big fish, tuna, king mackerel, wahoo, a lot of the fish that we really like to eat. So if you eat fish, you're better off, honestly, eating sardines, anchovies, and small fish that were under a pound or so in weight. They'll have some mercury, but obviously a lot less mercury because they're not that big. But I basically think everybody could get something that's called the omega-3 index, where they just do a finger stick and you send in a drop of blood, and they'll let you know if you've got the right amount of omega-3 in your blood. And if it's like under 4%, you're at a distinct disadvantage of having a, if you have a heart attack, you're more likely to die of it, and you're more likely to have a heart attack.
Wow.
Anything between 8 and 12% is considered ideal, and I don't think most people can get there unless they supplement with the omega-3 oils.
And we have that test at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Oh, that would be a very smart thing to get for any and everybody, because you might be really surprised, unless you're eating a lot of fish or taking fish oil, you might be down around 3, 4, 5%, and that's not where you want to be. You want to be more like anywhere from 6 to 12%. As a matter of fact, I got to talk to the doctor that actually developed that test. He came and gave a lecture for us, Dr. William Harris from University of South Dakota. He said the highest they had seen were in dolphins, 20%, and he said they've even seen some humans as high as 20% doing very well with it. So it's got a wide safety range, but that's probably the simplest, easiest way to know if you're getting enough omega-3, and it's right at the top of the pile of important things to do.
Very good. And how much omega should somebody take in? Say you are at a risk of cardiovascular disease, or should you be taking in like 3,000 milligrams?
I think most adults could easily take 2,000 of EPA and 1,000 of DHA. You have to read the label because they'll give you the total, but you need to see the breakdown of it, and you need to add it up. And it's best to take it with food at least twice a day, maybe three times a day. Some people, I don't think anybody would be hurt by doing 1,000 EPA, I mean a 2,000 EPA, 1,000 DHA. You could start lower and work your way up, like half of that, 1,000 of EPA and 500 DHA, and that's probably a pretty good dose for children. But I've seen people with inflammatory bowel disease and autoimmune disease go up to 5,000 of EPA and 2,000 to 3,000 of DHA and get better. If you're going to go on a higher dose, though, it's probably wise to find a health practitioner that understands how to use these products and let them help you monitor it.
And any precautions to doing that much oil? I know that it does tend to thin the blood sometimes.
Not as much as you might think. I think at very high doses it might, but according to Dr. Harris, you can take larger doses than most people are taking very safely.
Good. Good. Good to know. We've got a couple minutes. Let's move on to the next thing, the P in that HOPE acronym, and then we'll probably have to carry that through to the next next segment, because I know probiotics are a big topic.
Yeah, right. Well, the P was pre and probiotics. We already talked about the prebiotics. I want to say one more thing about that, though. Prebiotics frequently will actually help bifidobacteria bloom and do much better in the intestinal tract. And as we get older, we don't have as much bifidobacteria, and they're critical for good bowel health to have the right balance of the right bacteria. So that's, again, the plug for prebiotics. Now, in probiotics, all that means, the word is for life. But what we're talking about are the beneficial bacteria that are in the gut that actually help us digest our food and actually make products that are beneficial for us, like vitamins. Vitamin K, a lot of the B vitamins, are made by beneficial bacteria. Now, most people are definitely not getting enough probiotics. If you eat prebiotics and a lot of vegetables, you might be okay, but I do that, and I personally take a pretty good dose of probiotics every day as well to make sure. And it will prevent food poisoning, too, to some degree. I've seen cases, including myself, where I ate something that had something the matter with it and took extra doses of probiotics, and I didn't really get sick, and I got over it very quickly.
Yes, we do that as well. We always, I mean, I take them every day as well, but we always have them on hand for if you're feeling a little off there from something you ate, the best thing to do is grab that probiotic. Dr. Yeah. Smith, we have to run for another break. Just stick with us. We're going to continue with Dr. Smith after we come back.
And again, you can also check us out at GulfCoastNutrition.com. And Brenda B., we're going to be giving out that phone number for the giveaway, right?
We'll be giving away the phone number when we come back. So stick with us. You could win some great product.
So in a minute, we'll be covering more with Dr. Smith. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.